This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've got two daughters. And it makes me not even get angry or nauseous. I mean, I have those feelings. It's just, it makes me ask, why is our government so evil? Why is it run by such incredible scum? I'm reading a CNN article that I, again, have trouble believing they would actually tell the truth, because I see these articles every few days around the country, because just the psychos of the world are coming here to vacation, you name it, to just kill people. In fact, vacation killing is something the government tries to keep quiet, but it's huge. The stabbings, the attacks in downtown Austin, the rapes, the police are told cover that up, keep that quiet. I mean, it's just amazing. Suspect in killing of San Francisco woman had been deported five times. People took photos after he shot her on the boardwalk in San Francisco and was glowering, enjoying it. The young lady turned to her father and said, "Dad, I don't feel good," before collapsing and dying. She said, "Dad, I've been shot. I don't feel good," and collapsed. And he just shot her, according to witnesses, for fun. And why not? He had five previous felonies for a whole range of criminal activities. And the San Francisco Sheriff's Department says in the article, we are to release him. We are not to deport him. And that they'd already asked him a month ago to be picked up. I'm going to read over some of this article and humanize this lady. And that they said, no, we're releasing him. And they're talking about him being released again. I mean, obviously, they're going to probably charge him with murder. But they're saying, separate from that, they're not going to give him to the feds. And you got 800-plus sanctuary cities, and they act like it's this cool quaintness because, you know, you don't want to be racist, so... My gosh, I mean, you can't even have Donald Trump say that we're the dumping ground for criminals, which is totally true and admitted, and all over the news. So, San Francisco's got to let him go. The hit and runs, the drunk driving, just the above-the-law craziness. And San Francisco's too busy celebrating gay marriage. And my whole point is we've just entered the Twilight Zone. I mean, it's whatever you think about gay marriage, that's all we talk about. I was at a party last night. I'm going to Watson in the next segment. I'm going to get his take on the Trump thing. And there were all these liberals that I've known my whole life that are my parents' friends. They got conservative friends, but they grew up in the 60s, so about half their friends are super liberal. And a bunch of them looked at me because they were over watching the fireworks, and they said, "You know, Alex, now I get everything you're talking about. My God, you think we're planet gay." I mean, all we hear about is gay marriage, gay marriage, gay marriage. And I mean, clearly they're now going after people that aren't gay, and there's no room for us. And that's what it is. I mean, it's just a cult of craziness. It has nothing to do with, quote, being gay. It's just all about you have these rights to wear dresses if you're a man, and you have rights to have your sex change paid for. But by the way, we're going to let serial killers kill your family and they won't get in trouble. Paul Watson, we're going to break, but a minute take on that situation.
Well, with the Trump thing, I mean, Obama said something almost exactly the same. He said he talked about dangerous people who are gangbangers or criminals coming over from Mexico via illegal immigration. There was absolutely no backlash whatsoever against Obama. Trump comes out and basically says the same thing, and it's, you know, everybody's up in arms about it. So again, it's about how they direct this outrage. They create these outrage mobs on Twitter, on other social media. That filters through into the mainstream media, and they're adept at doing that at this point, which is how a lot of this race baiting really divides the country, and we can get more into that after the break.
I agree with you, Paul, but it's beyond race baiting and the terms you and I use. It's just total mental illness where there's this alternate reality where these people are experts on petty, ninnying nothingness, and they all just...
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live. Will be smashed.
We call together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions?
We're on a mission.
This story does not add up.
All right. At the very start of the broadcast, we aired a 4.5-minute news piece from InfoWars Nightly News last Thursday night dealing with the whole Donald Trump controversy. And within that piece, there's a clip of what Trump originally said a week and a half ago. And you would think this is the most important issue in the world. Obviously, Trump is a PR master. Obviously, the guy gets into these elections to basically promote his TV shows and his casinos and his name. I don't trust Donald Trump as far as I can throw an elephant, a papa elephant. That said, I don't think Donald Trump hates America and hates our basic freedoms, and I think pretty much everything Donald Trump says makes sense and is truthful. I mean, stuff he says is very accurate. He's a smart guy. I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says. The problem is the guy's tied in with a lot of really seedy people, obviously. I mean, come on, he owns casinos. He's in deep with the establishment, and he's as phony as a $3 bill. If anybody is a ringer to take Republican votes away and to ensure that a second candidate doesn't get in there like Rand Paul against Jeb, and then Jeb can be the ringer for Hillary, if anybody doesn't see that fix is in, they're blind. And they're smoking dope. Now, that said, I'm going to talk about Trump now, but in the next segment, I'm going to actually read from CNN about a story I mentioned earlier that is bone-chilling. Suspect in killing of San Francisco woman had been deported 5 times for aggravated felonies, and they were going to deport him a month before he killed this man's daughter right in front of him, just shot her for fun. And San Francisco says they will still not give him to the feds to be deported. I'd be some thought they'd get to do that now so you just get away. We have an exchange program. Our criminals run down to Mexico. Their criminals run up here. That's just a truthful statement. Obama a few years ago famously came out, remember, and said Mexican gangbangers are coming up here. Mexico has collapsed, basically, and is a failed state in most areas because of the criminality. Oh, it's racist that we don't want to merge with Mexico. If they were like Switzerland, I'd want to. Let me tell you, if the Swiss were brown-skinned, I wouldn't care. They were black-skinned as long as they were safe and free and wealthy. In fact, I wish Mexico was some wonderful free country. I'd probably leave the U.S. The problem is there's nowhere to run to. But this is the way they attack information. With a dumbed-down, mindless public, oh, we're not going to deal with the libertarians against Obamacare that has death panels and wait lists and federalization of health care and insurance company rate hikes written by them. We're just going to call you racist if you're not for it. And we're not going to sit there and actually debate the fact that guns make crime go down and all the statistics. We're just going to say you're racist as well or sexist. And we're not going to debate that five-year-olds shouldn't be taught, quote, sex education, that Heather has two mommies or two daddies or a mommy and a daddy. I mean, what's going on here? What's the sexualization? We'll just call you sexist. No, I'm tired of you setting the whole agenda and lecturing to me. So now Donald Trump is, quote, in all this trouble. And this, if they're able to damage him and damage anyone that criticizes the fact that Mexico has turned into a crime sewer with a pipeline directly to the United States, along with every other country, then this country deserves what it gets. I mean, John Bowne has an excellent report, NBC Can't Handle the Truth. It's on Infowars.com that shows all the statistics, the news articles about the illegals pouring in. I mean, everybody knows about this, though. 36,000 aggravated felons in the last year have been released by the feds. You count counties and cities, it is incredible. But, boy, they'll throw the book at a citizen if you're black, white, or Hispanic because they know you're a chump schmuck that'll pay all the fines and all the fees. Let's go to this Donald Trump clip that is supposedly so evil.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems.
That's right.
And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection, and we have no confidence. We don't know what's happening, and it's got to stop.
That's right.
And it's got to stop fast.
That's good. And they'll run around and have checkpoints at the mall or checkpoints at a football game, but not at our border where you're supposed to have it. All right, Watson, you've been a trooper riding with us here. I'm going to get to a Jeb Bush clip in a minute about Trump, who I believe he's playing the ringer for. And we've seen Trump do this type of stuff before. So, A, your take on Donald Trump. B, your take on this. I had three people this weekend, liberals, come up to me on the street and say, you don't like Donald Trump, do you? Boy, he's in a lot of trouble. Ha, ha, ha. Like they were having some fantasy victory. And I didn't even argue with them. I just said, well, I think Donald Trump's a shill. But at the same time, I mean, criminals do run here. I mean, is it racist to say 2 + 2 = 4, Paul?
Well, in the United States of insanity, yes, it is. But, I mean, I've read stories repeatedly about how the police just tell ranchers down there at the border who own all this land to just shoot the illegals dead because they're coming across in such numbers that the police just don't have the time or the resources to patrol all this land. And basically, there's just an understanding between the police and the ranchers. If somebody violates your private property, if they come on your land, just shoot them dead, and then we'll deal with the aftermath. That's how bad it's got.
Well, that's because of all the arson and the attacks by the illegals, yeah.
Yeah, violent crime is going down in America. The only segment of it going up is these gangbangers, as Obama called them, and the illegal immigrants. That's one of the few areas where it's actually going up. So he's basically pointing out a problem that's existing. Everybody knows it's a major problem. A lot of the polls show that huge opposition to illegal immigration is held by Hispanics themselves who have legally entered the country, middle-class business owners and so forth. So this idea that it's racist simply to draw attention to that problem is complete insanity at this point.
What do you think about Trump?
I think, as he said, he's obviously probably a narcissist trying to draw attention to his own business interests. taking away a lot of the vote from Rand Paul, which the polls show that out of all the candidates, he may not be the number one, but he's the most likely to have a chance at defeating Hillary Clinton, which, of course, we know the establishment fears. So he's there, as you said, as a ringer to take attention away, take votes away from Rand Paul. I don't believe he's inherently corrupt or evil in that sense. But
do you agree that Jeb is a ringer for Hillary?
Yeah, I can't believe for a second that it would be a Clinton versus Bush. It just seems too beyond the pale. But definitely, I think, you know, people are saying Scott Walker is in with the best chance. But again, if you match them up against Hillary, they've got a 10-point deficit. So at this point, unless something radical happens, it's going to be Hillary in
2015. A lot of real liberals would vote for Rand Paul. He could win. He could govern. We need Rand Paul. I mean, and that's in the polls. You're absolutely right. Paul, great job at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back. We're going to be right back on the other side. More on Trump, more on the election. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771. For a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means. Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
CNBC reports the Dow Jones futures are down 252, S&P 500 down 30 after Greek no vote to continue to raise taxes and pay off debts that are untenable. The United States has a debt that's untenable, but the media and the government says that when we raise our debt limit, it doesn't raise the debt. That, see, there's a war on reality now where they're normalizing that secret NSA spying, while we have open borders, is normal. We have to take all your rights, keep you safe from terrorists. That's why we fund the terrorists and leave the border open. By the way, we found the clip of Obama last year trying to get his immigration reform bill passed that just gets rid of the borders entirely, but selling it as a way to stop criminals coming in. When the feds themselves release them, 36,000 violent felons in the last 12 months, and the cities and counties and states are even worse. I have met with prosecutors from Travis County, I mean folks that are prosecutors. They've been to this office to talk to me about 2 years ago about how the judges let illegals off for drunk driving for $10. It cost the Austinites, black, white, Hispanic, you're a citizen, on average over $7,000, an illegal, $10 to maybe $100. And it's just an unwritten rule. It's the same all over the country. It's discriminatory, but see, under political correctness, and I don't hate these people, but my God, the globalists want a suction to bring people here to create balkanization, to create a Tower of Babel. So Obama can say the truth, but that's okay. Donald Trump says it, it's over, and then they have Bush, Romney, and Rubio come out and condemn Trump. Now, he's the paper tiger. I don't trust Trump. What he said is absolutely true, though. He's leading in the polls now. But meanwhile, look at Drudge. DNC's number one target is Rand Paul. That's from the Hill newspaper. Number one target is Rand Paul. Isn't that just special? You see, because in the polls, they know that he can win. But the Republican leadership, which are just placeholders for the Democrats and the establishment, they've got Trump out there putting out rhetoric that they know would get them ahead, telling the truth. And so that way they can tear him up that's a faux candidate before he gets out of the race. And I may be wrong. Trump may be really running, but I've seen him pull this before. But Rand Paul, the Hill newspaper reports, is the leader. Democrats diss Paul. And then meanwhile, Bush disregard Trump and Santorum. There you have it, because Rand Paul has a history of policies, anti-Patriot Act, anti-NSA illegal spying, anti-foreign aid, anti-illegal wars, that is so refreshing because he'll deliver when Obama didn't. There's some good things the Democrats do, like, hey, let's not have secret treaties giving corporations unlimited power, making them government. Democrats helped vote down TPP. Obama went and twisted their arms, threatened them, and got it passed. So, see, smart Democrats will vote for a Rand Paul. They will not vote for a Jeb Bush until hell freezes over, and we're going to get Hillary Clinton, who is the worst. She's even worse than Jeb Bush. Because Jeb Bush comes from an evil dynasty, totally out of control, can't trust him. But with Hillary, man, she really has an agenda socially to fry this country. And I personally can't vote for either one of them. I will not vote for a lesser two evils that's so bad. So it's Rand Paul or bust, folks, for me. Ted Cruz, really like him. Did some bad stuff like supported TPP. So, and I've always said Rand Paul's the guy. And they're going to attack Rand Paul because of his relationship with me. And I think he should just say, I do a lot of interviews. Yeah, the guy's libertarian. He's a wacky guy, but he makes a lot of good points. Ha! You know, run to that. Be like Trump. Be flamboyant. Tell the truth. Why do you think I'm so popular? I'll tell the truth. But I'm not a ringer like Trump, in my opinion. But here's Obama saying exactly what Donald Trump said, except Trump went further and was more accurate. He just said they're not sending their good people, they're sending their criminals and people on welfare, which is true. Obama's was more incendiary, but was true. Here it is.
I mean, we should not be encouraging illegal immigration. What we should be doing is setting up a smart legal immigration system that doesn't separate families, but does focus on making sure that people who are dangerous, you know, people who are, you know, gangbangers or, you know, or criminals, that we're deporting them as quickly as possible, that we're focusing our resources there.
Wow, so
we're
racist.
Focusing on a strong border.
A strong border.
We've made improvements on all those fronts, but we could be doing even more if we had immigration.
By the way, we knew a year ago that Obama had dissolved the border and was letting illegals in, children, you name it. They just focused on the kids to make people feel sad. Oh, it's children. The unaccompanied minors. So, again, he's telling the truth there only in a limited way to say pass the bill, knowing Democrats and the majority of Hispanics know we got to have a border and can't have unlimited illegals coming in. So he's telling his constituents something that's true, but he's lying saying the bill would do that. We come back, I have Jeb Bush's response, but within this you can really just see the deception. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we are funded by viewers and listeners like you. Our main sponsorship is the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support over the years as we try to do as much as we can to fight the globalists, and we've had great success. We're having store-wide free shipping on top of all the discounts that are already there in the month of July. That's free shipping on all supplements, water filters, gear, seeds, DVDs, books, films, T-shirts. T-shirts have 10% off across the board. All the Come and Take It Made in America belt buckles are 25% off. Biggest discount ever. On top of it, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Got any questions? Want to order over the phone? 888-253-3139. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give us a call. 888-253-3139. We are sold out of Brain Force, our new just turbocharging energy formula. Liver Shield sold out, ProstaGuard sold out, Chaldee sold out, Occupower sold out. We do have Survival Shield, super high power, good halogen, nation iodine. Go learn the details of what it can do for you at InfoWarsLife.com. That is selling out soon. Super Male Vitality selling out soon. Super Female Vitality selling out soon. Oxy Powder selling out soon. Secret 12, Vitamin B12, the highest quality in stock. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver in stock. Old Oregano back in stock. Winter Sun D3 back in stock. DNA Force in stock. Lung Cleanse in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. If you want your X2 Nation iodine, better get it. Don't know when we're getting them back in. This stuff is hard to source because it's so high quality. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds hundreds of products from the InfoWars Lifeline because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, the establishment has a balkanization, divide and conquer strategy. They have us all infighting with each other while offshore corporations loot the nation's pension funds, our resources, our industries, and just completely conquer us. Every day or two, without looking, I see articles out there of brutal attacks. And they've got all the rock star hip-hop sites and the rest of it where it's really popular. And what it is racial attacks on white people. By blacks. Now, something that was acceptable culturally in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s would be, oh, good guys don't rob regular folks. They go outside a gay bar and they roll a, quote, queer, to use the colloquial term. I think it's terrible. And rob them. And you're an aggravated felon. You're attacking somebody because of their, quote, sexual preference. No, you're a criminal that wants to feel good about the criminal activity you're involved in. You've got something of a conscience. So you target somebody you think subhuman. And that's what's happening across the United States, Justice Department's own numbers. And again, they vary state to state, area to area, but about 3% of the population, and it's all broken down in John Bowen's report and Paul Watson's report, of black males. Basically, we're talking about 15 years of age up to about 40. And just a huge amount of the crime, but 25 times higher. Black against white versus white on black. And that's why the media, the controlled media, worshipped that horrible attack in the Carolinas, because at the church a few weeks ago, because it allowed them to continue this myth that whites are this bloodthirsty, horrible, killer group. Because, yes, even though black males consist of one of the largest groups committing crime, violent crime, still it's a very small minority. But that minority of a minority is extremely aggressive. And if you go study the prison culture, it's a belief, and it's taught by the new Black Panthers and others, we played the clips, that you go out and you mug and you attack white people. And you do it to Asians as well. You've all heard about, you know, get rid of these Asians with their grocery stores in our neighborhoods. Well, I mean, you burn down your own stores, who's going to go in there? So it's a cultural push, just like there was a cultural push for hoods, mainly white greaser hoods is what they were called in the 50s, to go out and beat up gay people. That's how this operates. It's the same thing. But no one will talk about it because it's politically incorrect. It doesn't fit into the narrative. Well, there's new footage. There's no audio. It's from a surveillance camera. It's on Infowars.com from Gateway Pundit. Brutal footage of unsuspecting Navy veteran knocked out by thug in knockout attack. The Navy veteran never saw it coming, and the teenager comes up, hits him from behind, punches him more in the face, stomps on him. A lot of times, old folks get knocked over and end up dying. There's a lot of footage of folks, you know, hitting the ground and dying. And it's just a fun thing for punk kids to do. And it's they attack old folks, but also in Austin, I've seen the footage. They attack hippies because they know hippies won't fight back. We played the footage of just like thugs. I mean, like 16-year-old thugs, not even tough guys, just beating the daylights out of like 6'5" giant hippies. And to the hippies, a gangbanger's a god. I mean, that's God attacking them, and they don't know what to do, and they'll actually start, we played the footage, start begging and kneeling because, you know, they just can't understand what's happening. You don't have the gangbangers going up to some, you know, good old boy in a truck and attacking them because, well, they know there's a gun. And that's the socialist globalist dream, is to make us like Chicago, New York, or D.C., where regardless of what color you are, you're disarmed, so the thugs can just rule over you because they like to create hellish situations. And now I'm going to segue into what I mentioned earlier. I challenge you to go read the Fox News and CNN report, and then to read the San Francisco Chronicle trying to make excuses for this. But this illegal had been in jail 5 times for aggravated felonies. He'd been released this year, and they said that they wouldn't turn him over to ICE because they're a sanctuary city. So they let folks out of jail. And then they go, just shoot your daughter for fun. And, hey, she's white. She deserves it. Call it the shoot 'em up game. That's already going on. I mean, why not? Suspect in killing of San Francisco woman had been deported 5 times. CNN. And see, stuff like this is going to happen to the mainstream media's kids. Kate Steinel was walking on a busy pier in San Francisco with her father, when there was a single popping sound in the air. We don't call this Son of Sam murders and top story anymore, because Son of Sam, he was a white guy, he was Jewish. No, no, no. This is an illegal god. And so she fell to the ground. He's never called an illegal alien, by the way. You notice the headline. She fell to the ground. Well, I mean, according to, she's white. I mean, you know, she's a military manufacturing center. And every 9 months when she lays down on her back, reinforcements roll out. And you say, Khalid, kill the babies? Yes, kill the babies. Kill the little blue-eyed babies. Because one day they're going to grow up to kill our babies. What was that guy's name? Khalid Muhammad? Look up the Khalid Muhammad clip. You go around and give that speech everywhere. And I've heard that from the new Black Panther Party today. Totally protected by the government. Running around teaching this. I mean, what do you think's going on? Same thing. The man accused of firing the deadly shot, 45-year-old Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, is an undocumented immigrant. Oh, how about an undocumented migrant? That's the new proper. He's an undocumented immigrant, not an illegal alien, a repeat felon who's been deported 5 times to Mexico, according to immigration officials. It would have been a 6th, a federal law enforcement source told CNN, except authorities in San Francisco wanted him on drug-related warrant. And that's a spin article, because you can read later when he was released by other cities. They, you know, they say, oh, well, we're a sanctuary city. So U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement, which had Lopez Sanchez in its custody in March after his release from federal prison, turned him over to San Francisco deputies. I said they requested an immigration detainer, asking that the agency be notified before Lopez was released. But he wasn't. But San Francisco is a city that doesn't honor. Just say sanctuary. Oh, is that not a proper term either? But San Francisco is a city that doesn't honor such requests, and the sheriff's department released him. Frey Horn, chief legal counsel for the San Francisco County Sheriff, you mean the Ford Foundation, told CNN that he was let go because there was no legal case to detain the suspect. That's right. Doesn't matter you're here illegally and a 5-time felon for assaults and drug dealing and everything else. We're going to release you so you can go shoot somebody for fun. And you know it's all going to come back on all those people. That's how God works. Most of the people that know what they're doing in San Francisco and are involved in this, they probably wonder why they have such horrible lives and why their kids die in car wrecks and why they're going to get cancer and why, you know, it's because God's going to get you back. I mean, don't you know that's how, oh, there is no God. I know. Still, your life sucks, doesn't it, you scum? It's going to get a lot worse, too. On Wednesday evening, he shot the 31-year-old woman at Pier 14 once in her upper body. How loving, according to police. He was found about a mile away and an hour later arrested. CNN could not determine on Friday if he has an attorney. Oh, one will be provided. She was loving, smart, beautiful. CNN only reporting on this because he shot her. He either raped her or stabbed her, and her family even complained. They'd call him racist. Just a mentally ill person. I mean, she was smoking hot. That's why he killed her. Just total jealousy, total hatred. Saw a happy family out. His father told the San Francisco Chronicle there was one pop and his daughter fell to the ground. Video shows several people trying to help the young woman. Racist, helping a white person. She just kept saying, Dad, help me, help me. She fought for her life but died. Hey, isn't it going to be better when all the whites are dead? I mean, white people are inherently bad. So, hey, but a lot of people out there are like, kill that military manufacturing center.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. Waging war on corruption.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, normally this will be in the local news, never on CNN. So, again, I'm eating my hat here because they're telling the truth, though spinning everything. Talking about a young woman shot to death this week while walking with her father at Pier 14 in San Francisco. She fought for her life, Sullivan said. They said how strong she was, but they couldn't save her. And that's what General Hospital had to say about her. Her heart stopped twice on the way to the hospital, and she died in surgery. Family members called her loving, smart, and beautiful. Her cousin said she loved her mother and father more than anything. Well, but, I mean, she was shot by an illegal god. I mean, an illegal immigrant. Excuse me. Several of the dozen or more people at the pedestrian pier took photos of the suspect and showed them to police. Suspect, now here's the best part. Suspect had 7 felony convictions. See, I was saying 5. People think I exaggerate. The truth is I usually, my brain for some reason downgrades stuff. He'd been deported 5 times. He had 7 felony convictions. Then I said 5 convictions. Excuse me. It's worse than I said. Excuse me. I said it turned out that Lopez Sanchez over to San Francisco authorities on March 26th for an outstanding drug warrant. But get this. The agency requested an immigration detainer. But Horn, that runs the agency for San Francisco, says San Francisco officials believe that violates the Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures. He's a convicted 7-time felon, deported 5 times. They go, here's his background. You know, charge him on your latest stuff. Give him back to us if you ever let him out. And they go, no, it violates the Fourth Amendment when it doesn't. It's your record. You're a felon. It can be transferred. But San Francisco has the NSA basically based in it, spying on everyone illegally to make sure the crime continues, the government drug dealing, all of it. This is an actively evil government. Do you understand that? Actively evil. And I've talked to the Austin police chief, who I don't think is a bad person, but he wouldn't be there if he didn't play ball with them. And he's like, well, we can't really throw the book at the illegals because then they won't call police and trust us to solve other crimes. The illegals want people that commit rapes and robberies to go to jail. They want them to be deported. This hoax idea that Hispanics, most of them who are Americans and born here, want a bunch of criminals running around is bull. But again, everyone's so afraid of the political correctness. The department would have returned Lopez Sanchez if there had been a court order or charges were dropped. But see, the feds now have basically stopped all deportation as of a year ago. It describes her here. When she got shot, she said, Dad, I've been shot. I don't feel well. Let's look at a photo of this young lady. And the guy that killed her, deader than a hammer. And here's what's really scary, and what LULAC and all and other Mexican supremacist groups, Mecha La Raza, won't tell you. Most of the crimes, in fact, more than 70%, depending on the state, committed by these criminals are against other Hispanics. They are wreaking havoc in these communities and just get away with it. Serial killing, you name it. And now it's coming out that serial killers from Russia, Germany, Europe, Africa are tourism coming here to come here and kill people and then fly back to their countries. That's something the government wants to keep real quiet. Look into it. Murder tourism. I mean, we're just a wide open joke. But they're spying on all of us and have troops for 4th of July. Oh, they canceled 4th of July for military bases in England and other countries because ISIS might attack it. No, they just wanted to cancel it in the UK as a way to rub George Washington's nose in it. Now, I talked about the new Black Panther Party, because the original Black Panthers actually had some good aims and tried to help people and got set up and destroyed, and I've interviewed a lot of those folks that have survived. But the old Black Panther Party is not the new one. And Khalid Muhammad was so radical, he got thrown out of the Nation of Islam. And I'm all about self-sufficiency, shopping in your own community. I think a lot of things Nation of Islam says are good. Then they sell these horrible things, you know, on the other side, like, you know, get rid of these Chinese people in our neighborhoods. But see, that plays to the racism, the tribalism that's getting stronger under modern liberal multiculturalism. I mean, folks, Viacom had a music awards thing. I meant to cover it last week. Where the majority of the rappers that got up basically sing about killing police with backgrounds of burning police cars. And people are like, well, aren't you sick of out-of-control cops? You don't have a civil war. That's not going to fix it. The globalists set the cops up this way, and then now want to have a civil war to break the country down more. I just don't want instability. I don't want to give George Soros what he wants. And the average cop isn't bad and doesn't deserve to be shot in their squad car. I expect to be treated for what I behave like. Not shot and killed because I'm white. Not shot and killed because you're black. Not shot and killed because you're gay or straight or whatever else. That's real libertarian ideas. Not, you'll pay for my sex change and you'll let me teach your 5-year-old about it. Get the hell away from my 5-year-old, you creep. What? I'm a creep because I think I'm a woman? No, because you want to get involved with kids. We used to call that pedophilia. See how they invert everything and then guilt nice Americans of every race, color, and creed into going along with this. Now, let's go since this is his debate with Anthony Hilder, but he gave this speech hundreds of times. And this is what's taught. If you wonder what the knockout game and all this is, and then they politically correct, cover it up, knockout game goes on in Austin, Texas, the stabbing game, everything. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
Get out of town by Sunday. I say if they don't get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all. He said, well, why kill them all? Why kill the women? Why kill the babies? They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Because, God damn it, they're going to grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black people.
Yes, sir.
I said, kill a cripple, kill a elephant, kill a hog, God damn it.
That's enough. And he goes on, and this is all, of course, in the United States to help promote the same view. And they've got new Black Panther Party members famously down in Houston saying, currently, go out, mug, rob. When the average white person is a totally obsessed, ultra mind-controlled, self-guilt, idiot. And this is what's being promoted. And there's the idea, appease politically whoever's putting this type of rhetoric out by groveling. You'll never hear out of Khalid Muhammad's mouth when he was giving speeches about 52% of black people or 51% of black people being killed in the womb. You'll never hear about plans to ship the narcotics into the communities or any of this coming from the big mega banks. It's all, no, that white person over there driving down the road in their old beat-up car, probably got less money than you do, they hate you, and they're the reason you're not doing good. What a lie. So I thought since I mentioned that, I'd actually play the clip. We play it maybe once a year, because if I mention it, it just sounds too insane. Why not actually play it? That's what's being taught. You know what? I don't care if they're a black baby, a white baby, a Hispanic baby, or whatever baby they are. I care about them as much because I care about human life, and I have empathy. We need to have empathy again in this nation and worldwide. By the way, the Greeks are saying they're going to have their food cut off now, and European Parliament President needed to urgently discuss humanitarian aid to Greece. And it has been a landslide. 62% have voted to not continue going deeper into the euro, deeper into debt, and to default. At least Mexico and other countries would default on their debts. I mean, Obama says that we don't need to, you know, ever have a problem. Just keep raising it. Our debt comparatively is as big as Greece's. Oh, but we're too big to fail. No, we're not. And we're going into very serious waters this fall, this winter, and next year. And we'll be here on the radio covering it, raising the alarm to all humans across this planet. We got to work together for basic freedom, property rights, sovereignty, family, life, healthy food. California's passed forced inoculations. Now they've got bills to forcibly inoculate adults. Everybody, they're coming for us. Infowars.com. See you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.